Surely.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Bamako, Mali, to Bern, Switzerland, to Blackbird, USA, Bridgeton, Barbados, to London, England. As Mark, I believe we might have a new listener, a potential new client from London listening as we speak. Well, so good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this beautiful, sunny 77-degree day in Shangri-La, as I call it, in Los Angeles. We're in the valley right now, blue skies. Not a cloud in the sky. The palm trees are swaying. It's just spectacular. It's a postcard day, per se, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely beautiful. And as always, Mark, we start off with wishing birthday wishes to all our celebrity friends out there.
We got some good ones, huh?
We didn't have a chance to do it last week. We were busy catching up and so forth, even though this only takes 2 minutes or
gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
At any event, today is February 3rd, 2015. Birthday wishes go out to... I'm going to name some of these people, Mark. I'm not sure if you even know who
okay.
they are.
Yep.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she hosted the MTV Awards 6 months ago. She's got that new show coming on. She's the portly English woman with
correct.
The blonde hair.
Yeah, and what she was in.
How old is she?
How old do you think she is?
Let's say 29.
28.
Wow.
As usual, you are usually
right
around,
the money.
Around two years or so.
Yep.
Football player, played for Alabama. Now I think he's with the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones. Julio Jones, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating 25 candles on his birthday cake today. Here's one you know, Mark. Sean Kingston.
Sean He was the singer who about 5 years ago had that boating accident or the jet ski accident, right?
Yeah, almost killed him.
Right. Is he back?
He's back.
He's
back. He lost some weight. He's still flipping at them tunes. He's 24 today. 24.
Oh, wow. So when he was in the news originally, he was about, what, 19, 18?
Yeah.
Sean
yeah.
Kingston, right.
Sean
he had
Kingston.
A big hit, right?
He did have a big hit. I couldn't tell you what it was, but he had a big hit.
Good.
Nathan Lane.
Oh, I love Nathan Lane. He's great.
How old?
I'd say 49.
Wow, you're way up. 49? Nathan Lane?
57?
58, bro.
Okay.
Second time around, you were close, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else we got today? We got...
beats me.
Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, Morgan Fairchild. Wow. As a matter of fact, man...
This might be
I
a tricky one.
Morgan Fairchild is going to be at that event tonight at the Hollywood Museum that we may be going to.
That's right, she
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Why is she there?
Who knows?
Why are
is anybody
we there?
Why are we going?
I guess we're invited guests. See, we're in a very unique situation. We get invited as pseudo-celebrity guests or as media. So
right.
either way, so that's why we're there. But Morgan Fairchild, we'll talk about
I would say she is... she's got to be 56.
Oh, boy, way off.
Oh?
56. Yeah, she's older.
Oh.
Take one more guess.
Well, let me see. She was in Flamingo Road, but 30 years ago.
And Flamingo Road. What is that? Pierce Brosnan was seen that, too?
No, I think that was Mark Harmon that was in that, too. Yeah, Flamingo Road was like 30 years ago.
What show was Pierce Brosnan in?
He was Remington Steele.
Oh, that's it, Remington Steele. Yeah. Anyhow.
The show, like I said, the show was on 30 years ago. No, 30 years ago?
She's 64.
Oh, 35 years ago.
64.
Okay. Wow.
Blythe Danner. I know the name, but
she's
I can't.
She's the mother of...
Don't tell me you Leave It to Beaver.
No, Blythe Danner is the mother of... who's that Oscar nominee, that blonde? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, she's 71. Former NFL quarterback Brian Greasy took the Miami Dolphins to a Super Bowl victory.
He's
got to
be in his 70s.
Excuse me, 69.
Close.
Fran Tarkenton, the only quarterback. Well, no, was that? That was also, yeah. Fran Tarkenton is tied with, what was the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills? Went to 4 Super Bowls and lost 4 Super Bowls.
Wow.
Fran Tarkenton, 74.
Wow.
74. And last but not least, Vladi Divac, the former center for the Los Angeles Lakers in the 70s.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, in the 70s, in the 90s. How old?
50.
46.
Close.
Boy,
again.
You were off mark
close
today,
again.
Pal.
Close
usually
again.
You're within a year or two.
Hey, before we start the show, as our listeners from around the globe know from last week, we had just come back from whirlwind weeks of travel, different events we've
four
been doing.
Cities, so or we three were, cities in 4 weeks.
So we were promoting some of the brands that participated in our gifting events, and last week I failed to bring in my log of some of the brands that had participated in our fourth season of, or was it the third season of Beat Bobby Flay?
Third.
The Beat Bobby Flay Celebrity VIP gift bag that was presented a couple weeks ago and was, you know, a huge error on our part and for our brands and our sponsors that participated. Again, I do apologize. But I wanted to do a big shout out to a couple of the brands that were in this thing, and they're really neat brands too. Belcor Preserves. This is a, Belcor Preserves. Yeah. And through Farm and Belcor Preserves, okay, the company's Arawak Farm, and that would be www.arawakfarm.com. Their product is dry rubs, spicy fruit spreads, and pepper sauce. Arawak Farm brand is inspired by its founder, Lloyd Vassell, Arawak Indian heritage. The Arawak Indians immigrated from South America in 600 A.D. to come over to this country. Well, that's the founding, I guess, of this thing. All the products are fresh, all-natural ingredients. Arawak Farm brand of pepper sauces, spicy fruit spreads, and dry rubs are inspired by family traditions, and we invite you to create your own traditions. Again, that is arawakfarm.com. Which is great. And now the second brand that I failed to mention last week is Belcor Preserves, and that is belcorpreserves.com. They have sauces, honey jerk pepper sauces. The products are sweet preserves and chutney. Belcor Preserves is a Jamaican specialty food company that produces pepper sauces, savory condiments, and honey. Honey is a key ingredient in all of their products and are made with fresh local produce without any artificial flavors. Again, this is a Jamaican-based company, and so we welcome them to our Beat Bobby Flay event. And that was, again, BelcorPreserves.com and ArawakFarm.com. So thanks again for participating and being in our Beat Bobby Flay gift
bag.
Boy,
I tell you, Mark, my mouth is watering just the way you were describing
that
stuff.
You know, I like spicy, and I think more and more Americans like spicy.
Yeah.
And things that are non-traditional, the spices and the sauces and these preserves. Everybody could have Smucker strawberry preserves, but not that many people can find, you know, these spicy sauces and condiments and preserves at your local grocery store. So I encourage everybody out there from around the world, go to this website, and I believe they do ship international.
I think they do. You know, Chelsea came home yesterday. That's my oldest daughter, and she said she had a hankering for spicy food all day long.
Wow.
So the first thing she did was, we had Mexican last night. She whipped out the Tapatio. Do you guys have Tapatio?
Tapatio, what, the sauce
the hot sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Frank's hot sauce, and we have Tapatio. Puts that on everything. She says that, you know, where she works, they provide all the hot sauces and condiments. So they have like four different hot sauces at the office, and Tapatio could never stay in stock. But
wow,
I
that's
love
pretty
Tapatio.
Good. Yeah, Tapatio has got that old looking bottle, right? Yeah,
right.
It looks like it's from
it's
Mexico.
It's kind of like the Cholula. There's two bottles, the Tapatio and Cholula. Any other shout outs, Mark? Do we have some more?
I do. I want to shout out to this great, I don't know if you want to call him up and coming actor, Luing Andrews. And the spelling of his name is Luing Andrews.
He's about ready to sign on board with us.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff in the works. He's done a lot of things.
And he's from across the pond.
But now he wants to step it up a notch. He wants to become global.
Oh,
so
boy. He's talking to the right people.
Wild Creations Media, Jet Set Publicity, the Harris Brothers, the Kings of Swag. We're coming your way, Luing. We're coming your way.
Right on.
Yeah.
How about any other shout-outs, Mark? Don't we have any other products from last week that we...
We do, but I'm going to save those till a little bit later.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to make this whole show a commercial, so I'm bringing
absolutely.
It up today.
Hey, 78 degrees. I know you said 77 right now. It's supposed to be a high of 78 today. Absolutely picture-perfect weather. Weren't they talking about rain sometime later today?
Later in the week, but I don't think that's coming. And, you know, you see in the news about these places in Michigan, Massachusetts...
Or Chicago. Did you see the picture that our cousin posted on Facebook? That's unbelievable.
You know, I hate to rub it in, people, but I love living here. I'm a walking billboard for the city of Los Angeles in Southern California, so I love it. You're going to be constantly hearing bragging about it. If you're a well-known or a regular listener of ours, you know about that you're going to hear the bragging, and that's just how it is. I love the city and everything about it, so I'm going to keep going at it because it's just gorgeous out here. Look at this. We're in the middle of winter, aren't we?
This is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
No,
so what's on the agenda? What's on the agenda?
First things first, I mean, in my opinion, I got to talk about this. I got to bring this up, the Super Bowl.
Ah,
I mean,
yes,
the highest rated American show, they keep on saying that, of history.
150 million viewers,
yeah,
I think.
I got to tell you, that was one hell of a game. Usually these games are just okay at best. I mean, last year it was a blowout, Seattle and Denver. I could even tell you who played 2 years ago. It was Baltimore and somebody else. But for the most part, they're pretty boring.
Well, I got to say, up until the last quarter of this game, I didn't think it was much better.
I loved every bit, except for the first quarter. After the first quarter, then start picking. Because there was no score in the first quarter. Then it was 14-14 at halftime.
What I did love was that halftime show.
Yeah.
Without well a doubt. Done.
I very seldomly watch the halftime shows because I'm in between socializing or pouring drinks or mixing something. But I loved it. I mean,
it was a great show. She did a great job, and the production was neat, and that flying through the air was great. That giant tiger she walked in.
Ending it with the fireworks.
Yeah.
It was colorful.
Fantastic.
It looked like a SpongeBob cartoon.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost nothing. We sat there, watched it. But these guys, I think, were paying like $3,000 a ticket or something like that.
Upwards of $3,000 to $8,000. And
gosh,
I think, what Stacey said, the ticket value was $800, I think.
Oh, the face value.
Yeah, face value was $800.
A lot different from when we went to the Super Bowl in
1982 or 82.
We saw the Miami Dolphins play the Redskins at the Rose Bowl, and the ticket value was $40.
Yeah, Dan Marino's only Super Bowl, and he lost.
Wow.
But we saw it. But yeah, you're right. That's when things were still
within reason.
Yeah. But then again, Mark, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot has changed. That's a third
years.
Of a century.
Boy, we're dating ourselves now. Our listeners around the world might think we're only in our 20s or 30s.
But that being said, let's see. We saw that Super Bowl 82 or 84, I'm not quite sure. But then let's say it was 84, just to say. 4 years later, we would be at the World Series, and our ticket for the World Series was $40.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
Jump forward 30 years, you could get a World Series ticket, I think, face value is $150.
I don't think
no,
so.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure. The face values, they start at $150 or $175.
Wow.
I remember I was looking into it 2 years ago when the Dodgers were very close. But that being said, look how they have changed from the World Series. But again, the World Series is the best of seven games.
Right, there's a lot of games to go to.
Super Bowl is one game.
Right, each game you got 50 or 60,000 people going. So, and then you break that up through the seven games or six games or whatever. Super Bowl, you got one game. There's only going to be, about 80,000 tickets?
Yeah.
Give or take, right?
Did you see the Insider last night or Entertainment Tonight and all the celebrities that were there?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we didn't see any of that at any of the pre-shows the other day, right?
I mean, no, I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to see that ahead of time. I like to know who's going to be there.
Mark Wahlberg was in the owner's box.
Yeah, of course. You know, he's Boston through and through.
But yeah, well, I was going to say he didn't have any Patriots attire on, but he was wearing a Patriots hat.
Oh,
but
well, that's something.
Yeah, I was like I said, I was just going to say.
At least he had it off.
He had it off when he was being interviewed, but I saw it in his hand.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow. I just thought it was a fantastic game. It could have went anyway. At the end, it could have went either way. So, great game. Now, what are your thoughts on this? The NFL Network is showing the game again tonight.
Oh, is that right?
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's fantastic. Have they ever done that before? Because, a lot of people, maybe they didn't want to, they forgot to TiVo it or they missed it. I think that's great.
I think it's great, too. But anyhow, when I'm driving in today and I'm listening to, there was a debate on my radio show.
Run it again?
Yeah. Well, Colin Cowell loves it. He thinks it's fantastic. Everybody's calling in and saying, it's ridiculous. I just saw it 2 days ago. Why do I want to watch it again?
Hmm.
What are your thoughts?
It's a way for the greedy NFL to make even more money off
however,
of it.
However, now get this. They will not show the halftime show. They can't, legally speaking, they cannot reshow it.
Mm, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I like the idea.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, just like if there's a certain comedian, let's just say Dane Cook, for whatever reason, I just saw his name. He's at the Comedy Store, and I saw his name the other day. Let's just say that you love Dane Cook, and you saw him on Friday night at Comedy Store, and you love him so much, you went back on Saturday, knowing it would be the same show. But you go back on Saturday because you're a fan.
Yeah.
So you're a football fan, you're a Super Bowl fan, or you're a Patriots fan. You saw it the other day, but you watch it tonight.
So what, you're against?
Oh, I'm against. I'm for it.
Oh, okay. Why is anybody against it?
Yeah. Like I just said, they say, you just see Dane Cook on Friday. Do you go see him on Saturday?
If you want to.
Or
why not?
You saw Captain Phillips. You loved it. You saw it on Friday night. Do you go back and see it on Sunday?
There's a ton of people that saw the Book of Mormon, and they've gone again and again and again to see it. So, I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
You know the outcome in the Book of Mormon. You know the outcome in a TV show. I just watched The Great Race the other day for the 50th time in my life.
Right.
I know what it's all about, and I watched it again. I love it.
I hear you.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to do a big shout out because, again, one of these other participation benefits when you work with WOW Creations in our gifting events
and
is to be part of the LA'stheplace.com write-up in peace. So all the brands that were involved in our Beat Bobby Flay gift bag are listed in this website, which is www.LA'stheplace.com. Go to the homepage in the bottom right corner under events. There's something there that says WOW Creations Bobby Flay event. You hit it, open it up, and there it is. There's a copy of the fantastic gift bag and all the brands that were involved in that gifting. So if you were involved in Beat Bobby Flay gift bag, go to LA'stheplace.com and eat it all up, man. It is there, and it's some great exposure with you guys because LA'stheplace.com gets around 200,000 hits per month. So
big shout out to Jane Emery.
Possibilities are endless where your brand's going to go now with that kind of exposure.
And
so
speaking
enjoy
of
it.
Which, in addition to the Bobby Flay thing, we're currently working on a Hollywood Mama's bag too. So anybody that's listening, if you have a company that has a baby item, whether it's clothing, food, snacks, or strollers, anything at all, if you have interest in getting into the right hands, we got the Hollywood Moms swag bag. So you'll get the same kind of benefits that Mark just mentioned. So give it some thought. Give it some consideration. I know we had like 3 people interested yesterday, Mark, including, what was his name, Frank Wilson? Anyhow,
yeah, who knows?
Follow up with him later. But in addition to Bobby Flay, which we're hoping to do it again for the 4th season sometime this summer, which would be great.
Yep.
3 times already. And each one seems to have gotten better
bigger,
and better.
Right,
and better.
The bags are getting better and better and better. Yeah, we must have been about 40 brands in this one. So thanks again to all our brands for participating. Had a great time. And I believe some of those brands are even moving on and participating in other events we're doing, including this thing for the Reader's Digest next week and our
Oscars
gifting suite in 2 weeks.
So, speaking of our Oscars, I think we're just about full, aren't we?
We are.
Or
however,
is there always some extra room?
If somebody's still out there with something absolutely spectacular and mind-boggling and mind-blowing, contact us, and you're going to be in our Oscar gifting suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills on Saturday, February 21st.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Grammys this weekend, Super Bowl last week, Grammys this weekend. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing. That's a show that's awfully boring, and you could barely make it through the and they stretch that thing out to 3.5 hours.
And
I think
they give out only on screen, on air, 6 to 8, if that, awards.
Yeah.
So, I think it's more like 5 or 6, actually.
So you're seeing all these performances of everybody, and half of the performers I don't even like, so it's like I'm not even going to watch it anyhow. So I'll be flicking back and forth, back and forth. I'll be watching the red carpet show. But
I think Channel 5 KTLA, our local affiliate there, they're going to be live there for the first time.
First time, yeah.
Yeah.
First time. So I'll watch that maybe for a little bit, but I don't know. Again, and you know, I keep hearing about how it's Grammy week. Everything, all these events are going on, and parties.
We got a list of all the parties, and it didn't seem like it was that much.
Yeah, but they keep talking about it on the radio all these events. It's Grammy week. It's Grammy week. Yeah.
Everybody's having their own private party. All these big people are having a party. Like Mark Cuban had a Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Still trying to figure that one out.
I think he owns DirecTV, though. I think that's it. I think it was a Mark Cuban DirecTV type of party. So that's his connection, right?
I think you might be right. Hey, how about that Whitney Houston daughters thing?
Boy, it's almost amazing how I think a couple of days makes 3 years since her mother ended in the bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
And so what was the reason behind it? What happened? Was it
you talking about with the daughter?
Yeah, what caused it?
I'm thinking it's suicide or drug-induced, because what are the odds of the exact same thing happening to the daughter almost exactly 3 years later?
Did you see the movie that was on about
her? I missed it. I wanted to see it, but I missed it.
I didn't even know it was on. It was on 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Well, you never watch Lifetime.
No, I never do. What do you watch on Lifetime?
Oh, I always like Devious Maids. They're on a hiatus right now. But
I just saw Billboard, because I was thinking, I'm thinking the movie's got to be coming up in a couple of weeks, so I'm thinking how this coincides with that movie being shown. And then I saw Billboard yesterday in Glendale.
Oh, the billboard for the
Whitney.
But it was already on.
Yeah,
so
January 19th.
Oh, so
yeah,
it's just
said
an old
Whitney,
billboard.
January 19th. And okay. I said, I missed that.
So it was an old billboard, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. All right.
But doesn't Lifetime reshow the movies again?
I don't think so. I think it's a one-air thing, and that's it.
I know they were talking. I didn't even. So did you know that it was on 2 weeks ago?
I knew it was on in January, but I didn't know what the date was.
Yeah,
so
I had absolutely no idea.
Dang, would you have watched it?
Yeah, I would have watched it.
Dang.
Kind of curious. I mean, I'm very, very curious. I mean, how come Sam Rubin wasn't talking about it?
The show? Maybe he did. Maybe you just missed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Lifetime. It's not ABC. You know, so it doesn't get as much exposure. I want to do a quick shout out to a couple more brands around here. Beat Bobby Flay Bag, Wild Hibiscus Company.
Oh yeah, good stuff.
It's culinary garnish from Australia. Culinary garnish from Australia. Great appeal to chefs and mixologists. WildHibiscusCompany.com. Visit them. And I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. Again, it's a product from Australia. Here again with our global reach. Wild Creations are Wild Creations, the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag. We have a global reach. So if your brands could be from Timbuktu or Tasmania or Detroit, Michigan, if you want in, contact us right here.
From down under to across the pond.
Jarlsberg Cheese. I'm not sure if I mentioned Jarlsberg Cheese, one of the best cheeses out there, and also Lee's Rubs.com. Lee's Rubs.com. You've got these rubs. You're cooking steak, hamburger, pork chops. You want to rub it in there. Go to Lee's Rubs.com.
You want to rub it in. I like
rub it in there. There should be a new slogan for these guys.
What are your thoughts on this? I know I think I briefly mentioned it to you yesterday, but I know they were talking about it on the morning news about the Bruce Jenner thing, how he's turning into a woman. Frank Buckley, he thinks the whole thing is like a scam, and he thinks like it's not really happening. What are your thoughts on this?
So are these guys saying that it's a scam just to get extra exposure?
Not a scam. I shouldn't say scam. Just say I find it really hard to believe that this is actually happening.
Well, of course it's hard to believe. Anytime a man turns into a woman, it's hard to believe in this day and age.
Well, not to mention, just not a man turning into a woman, but it's Bruce Jenner, a former Olympian.
Right, a celebrity.
Yeah, and not only just a celebrity, but he's in the Kardashian clan.
Yeah. Well, more power to him.
Supposedly. E signed him on to a show about his transformation.
Great.
Or his journey, they
Great.
Call it.
Why not? Gosh. I mean, again, it's surprising because I don't think any celebrity has done something like this in the past, so that makes it newsworthy. I mean, if he wants to do it, and the great idea about the show, I think that's a good idea.
Chaz Bono went from being a woman to a man, right? Is that what
yes,
she
said? Yes, that's correct. Okay. So now he's doing the opposite.
Did you see that he was, or I guess, do we call Chaz he or she now?
It's he.
Did you see a picture of him a couple weeks ago? The TMZ caught him coming out of a gym or something.
No.
He was like really thin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks, boy, totally different.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Totally different. But, your share and Chaz is your son now. That's one thing. But how about Jenner's young kids, Kendall and Kylie? All
their
of
father.
A sudden, their father's going to become.
That's tough.
That's, I mean, you know, if anything, he's what? He's got to be like 65, I'm thinking.
Let's see. He was in the 76 Olympics.
Yeah,
right?
So that was 40 years ago. He's probably about 66 or 67.
Yeah.
I think.
Looks pretty good for his age,
Chris
too.
Is 59, I think. So, but anyhow, that being said, your days are almost over. I mean, you're in the back nine of your life. Don't you got to think about your young kids?
No, you don't have to think about anybody except yourself.
Wow.
I mean, you got to give yourself top priority. And if that's what he wants to do, the Harris brothers are supporting him. Hey, so how about that new Greg Brady reality show coming on?
It's called Chasing Brady,
I think, right?
It's interesting. It has to do with Very Brady. Oh, wait. I don't know what it is, but
following his move to Branson and his new show at some Branson theater.
Yeah.
It's on the Game Show Network. Oh, no, it's a Great American Country, GAC, starting on Thursday. But, you know, I saw a clip of this show. I always like him. He's an okay guy in my book.
We met him a couple years ago, didn't we?
We met him a few years ago. He's okay in Brady Bunch. Everybody loves him in Brady Bunch. He's okay in Brady Bunch. So, but as an actor, per se, this guy's not the best. I saw him in this Bigfoot movie with Danny Bonaducci a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
His acting's terrible.
Weren't they like adversaries?
Yeah, they were. One of them was
enemies.
The sheriff. One of them was the hunter. Bonaducci was the hunter.
No, but I mean True Life.
Oh, in True Life? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But acting goes, not the best guy out there. No Oscars for this guy. And then yesterday, I saw a clip of the show where he's singing. Oh, my gosh. This guy's a worse singer than he is an actor.
It almost seems like he isn't supposed to be a singer. I mean, he doesn't even sound like a singer. He sounds like just like me if I got out there and just started singing. But I guess he was hoping for his name and just coming out there that he'd be able to fill up the venue, which is not the case, which is kind of hard to believe, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Because he's got.
I want to do a big welcome to Luang Andrews in the UK
across the pond.
He is coming on board with Wild Creation. So
welcome, welcome, welcome,
Luang.
We'll get you the paper.
Luang Andrews, and I hope I'm spelling or pronouncing it the right way. But Luang, we look forward to working with you, and welcome aboard.
Yeah,
the pond.
We'll get you paperwork later on today and start working on your campaign.
So anyhow, back to the new reality show. I love reality shows. You love reality shows. We're in reality shows, but this particular one, I'll watch it because I think it's got some interesting, things.
What
going channel? On.
It's like in some weird channel.
It's
though.
It's the Great American Country. It's GAC.
Okay.
GAC, and it starts on Thursday. So I'll watch it. I'll give it a shot. But I've always wanted to go to Branson. And get this. Do you remember Yakov Smirnoff?
Yep.
You remember? He remember about 15, 20 years ago, he was one of the first guys to go to Branson.
Yeah.
He is still in Branson. His show is still going strong.
He must
in Branson.
Be doing pretty good.
Yakov Smirnoff in Branson.
Branson,
Missouri. Yeah. The Ozarks.
Is that must be northern Missouri.
Oh, it's way up north.
We should put some kind of trip together. Hey, it's when way we get up to north. Chicago, maybe we should have taken.
Well, it's way up north.
Oh, way up north.
Way up north in the Ozarks. It's way out there.
Ah.
It's pure country.
He looked like a fun guy. We had the pleasure of meeting him a couple years ago at the TV Land Awards.
Yeah.
But
he's a good guy.
They did a thing on him.
But a lousy actor and a lousy singer.
On Celebrity Wife Swap. I think he's got like a 15 or like a 13 or 14 year old son that lives with him in like a very modest condominium or townhouse.
Where does he live? Where was the city?
In Branson.
Oh, when they did the show, he was living in Branson.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And fake plants. The house is smothered with fake plants because he loves plants, but he can't keep them alive.
Wow. Well, it makes a good point. It's hard to keep those things alive.
Very, very plain, very, very modest.
Yeah.
So it's almost like he just wanted to get away from the Hollywood scene and maybe start refresh.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
But he said there's over 100 shows on any given night in Branson.
Right. Well, that's
a
100
three-mile
shows,
stretch.
Huh?
A 3-mile stretch.
Well, that makes sense. You know what it reminds me of? Remember when we were in
Pigeon Ford?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah.
That was very much like a carnival atmosphere. It had all the shows and interesting museums and things like that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Pigeon Ford. They had the Titanic.
The Titanic Museum.
Dolly World was
all
there.
All sorts of stuff there. It was pretty cool.
Kind of like, almost like how it is up there in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Where they got all these like quirky stores. And,
right.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Good stuff. Have to hit to Branson, Missouri one of these days.
Yeah, but then, like you said, it's way up north, so you couldn't really package it or bundle it
with
something, could you?
Unless you're going specifically for that.
I mean, we're
going
to be in Chicago, and we can't even bundle that.
Unless you're going with that. Yeah, it looks like we're going to be Chicago. We're going to be April 24th weekend, and we may be attending the Chicago
Comic-Con
there. And it's the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th of
How
April.
How convenient so, it happens to be going on the same time we're there for a family event.
Yeah, so great. So we'll be signing autographs out there at the Chicago Comic-Con, the 24th, the 25th, and 26th in Chicago at McCormick Place. So if you're planning to be there, if you book your rooms.
At McCormick Place, huh?
Yeah. We'll see you in a couple months.
Oh, speaking of that, Mark, let's not neglect to mention the Lexington, Kentucky Comic-Con.
We're going back for the second year.
Yeah. We were invited last year. We recently were invited again last week, which is taking place, I believe, the first week of March, the first week or second week of
March. We are riding the coattails of our fame from Storage Wars to the hilt. I mean, we are just maximizing.
Hey, when the phone rings and it's an invitation, if we have nothing else going on,
we're there.
Why not?
The Harris Brothers go to all sorts of Hollywood celebrity events nonstop, all during the week. But because we're both family men, we can only go to so many events. But we're invited to everything.
That being said, what are we invited to tonight?
Well, it's the Hollywood Museum in Hollywood. They're doing something there.
Celebration of Entertainment Awards, where they're showcasing props and costumes.
If there's an open bar and a media wall and celebrities and free parking with hors d'oeuvres, you know I'm there.
Yeah, so it's got to have the media wall with the red carpet.
Yeah.
Celebrities have to be attached. And
Matt, real quick thing, just to get off that real quick, another birthday we failed to mention today.
Oh,
Lawrence
yes.
David. Lawrence David.
Yeah, Davis.
Lawrence Davis passed away a month ago. He is the founder of L.A. Splash Magazine, one of our
compadres,
partners, one of our associates. We've known him for years.
Industry friend.
He had the
tragic accident
about about
right
a month before, ago.
Right after Christmas.
And he passed away suddenly and was buried quickly. So they're having a funeral service next week for him in Hollywood. But today's his birthday.
Yeah,
he would have been, I don't know how old he would have been, but tragic is what it is. All right, tragic. He passed away.
We'll be thinking of you, Lawrence, and look forward to attending your
service.
Little service next, I think it's the 11th. So.
Yeah, so that's about a week away. So.
Right.
All right, so back to our events, this Hollywood event tonight. But you know what? Something's kind of neat that's going on Thursday. It is the QE2 is in port in Long Beach, and it's going to be right alongside the Queen Mary. So Queen Mary has open invitation for anybody. It's free admission to come and spend the day at the Queen Mary.
Are we doing that?
We might do that, but I'm trying to get something to go on board the
Queen,
the QE2.
I've
already contacted Kennard today to see if we could do a show or a piece on it. But QE2 in port in Long Beach Thursday of this week, one of the largest ships in the world. And Kennard, by the way, is celebrating their 175th anniversary.
So because the ship is going to be in dock, Queen Mary is letting everybody have free access to the...
It's got some connection with them. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is, but... they're going to be there, so
I think it might be.
I just got that myself.
I think it's the same call we got yesterday. We were.
Oh, right, you're right. Yeah. You might be right about that. Yeah. Okay, always business being conducted right here on the radio show, ladies.
247-365 Mark.
The tastemakers are conducting business right here while we're doing our show. So if one of us stops talking for a second, the other one will carry on. I mean, anyhow, back to the Kennard thing tomorrow with the QE or Thursday. I'm not exactly sure. I'm waiting to hear back from them. So we might be doing that. And the next Wednesday or next Thursday is the Northern Trust U.S. Open here at the Riviera Country Club out in Palos Verdes. Or is that – no, that's Pacific Palisades.
Pacific Palisades. Yeah, I always get those two.
We just got our credentials yesterday, so we may be attending that. And who knows, you might be able to get a quick interview with Tiger Woods next week.
Next Thursday it starts?
Phil – who was the other guy?
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson's going to be there. So,
yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. We might be doing that next week.
A couple times.
Yeah.
But, so this event tonight, are we going tonight? It's got all the components of a
hit. It's got all the components of a hit.
But also, we were invited to the Image Awards party yesterday at the
event. And I don't like to do back-to-back Hollywood events. So if we're going to do tomorrow, then I'd rather not do today.
Tonight might be interesting. Tomorrow is going to be at a cool place.
Okay.
You know, the Valcuse Lounge.
Yeah.
Right across the street from the Chateau Marmont. It's for the Image Awards.
We'll have to give that some thought. But after we get done with the show, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, did you see last night on Insider Entertainment Tonight, Kevin Frazier was at some party that somebody was hosting. It was a country star.
I saw that.
$15,000 to sit in the VIP section.
That $15,000 was for the bottle service. $750 to get in. Oh, yeah. But that's bottles. That's how it is everywhere.
Bottle service is $1,000 to $2,000, not $15,000.
I've seen 10,000 bottle services all over the place.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
But this was to sit in the reserved VIP area with bottle service.
Bottle service, yeah.
For $10,000 to $15,000.
$750 just to walk in.
Yeah. Get that. But, I mean, I don't even know who this country star is.
And I thought it was Dierks Bentley.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because Dierks Bentley was there and he was interviewing him.
And
so
it was at his place. So he's got a place in Phoenix or Scottsdale, I guess, because it was at his place.
Why would he have a place in Phoenix or Scottsdale?
That's what I'm saying. They said it was at his place. I guess that he must have them across the country.
That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, I don't know. That's what they said.
Well, okay.
But anyhow, crazy. So, that party tonight or tomorrow?
Well, if I get the choice of one or the other, I would prefer tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
That's a good question. We only like to stay about 2 hours anyhow. I know tonight is only 2 hours. It's like from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be longer, but like I said, we usually stay only a couple hours anyhow. So
tomorrow would be better then, I guess.
Yeah, and I'd like to check out that place. It's supposed to be one of the new, cool, happening, hot, hip clubs.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Hey, does Zipcessories ring a bell to you?
I'm looking at this now.
Okay, so we'll pass on tonight, and we'll make it tomorrow night instead. It's during the Image Awards, and we'll knock that out tomorrow. We might do the Queen Mary thing on Thursday, and next week the Northern Trust.
I like that Queen Mary thing.
It's great, and they got one of the best brunches out there, Sunday brunch.
I was going to say, speaking of that, I was thinking the weather's supposed to be beautiful through the weekend. I'd like to go do a brunch over the weekend, and wow. I was trying to think, where is a good brunch that's outside? Few and far between.
Outside?
Beverly Hilton. Remember we did that one?
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. But other than that, brunches, at the Castaway in Burbank, they have outside eating as well.
They do?
They do. But it's beautiful, and I like to do...
Yeah, I love Sunday brunch.
Yeah, and if you could incorporate outside, like at the Hilton, they didn't have a huge buffet, remember?
No, it was just a mini breakfast buffet,
yeah.
But and they had entrees.
Yeah, so, you know, what that cost, I forgot what it cost, but it was very fair, and it was great to be outside, poolside at the Beverly Hilton. So
love a Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So might give that some thought about this upcoming. Anyhow, Queen Mary too. That, like I said, do you remember how much that was for the brunch there?
I don't. Well, it was Father's Day or birthday or something like that. We were taken there for it, so I'm not exactly sure what the.
Yeah, probably about $35. I'm thinking.
Yeah, it had unlimited unlimited champagne, which always makes it better.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that was good. That was a good deal. So, what about Storage Wars? When are we next on Storage Wars?
You know, we're either on Sunday or Tuesday.
Tuesday meaning a week from today?
Yeah. We're not on tonight because tonight, I don't even think Storage Wars.
Oh, is Limo Wars start
limo
tonight?
Limo Wars.
Oh, boy.
Parking Wars, Shipping Wars,
Storage
limo wars,
wars, Limo
Wars.
Storage Wars. Yeah. Enough of the wars.
Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, so tonight, anyhow.
Hey, so I saw Sniper this weekend.
Yeah. Me too.
I didn't particularly. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was bad.
$300 million.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was bad.
I see.
It was just, I went to see it because of all this hype about it. You got to go see it. And I didn't think anything of it, really.
Huh.
It wasn't bad, but I think it was an overhyped movie. I didn't think anything...
I don't know if it was overhyped. Did they really hype it?
Me. How else did they make this kind of money? They started right out of the gate. Clint Eastwood, this is the best. This is a great movie. Got to go see. Opening weekend, $90 million, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's hype. Movies don't make that money without hype.
Yeah, well, it's...
It was okay. Scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it a 6.5, 7.
I give it about a 7.5.
Okay.
But I didn't expect much. You know, I just figured.
I hear the best thing out there, so
I'm
going.
I think it was
going
to be great.
My son saw it twice. Or did he see it twice?
Yeah,
or?
He loved it.
Yeah, he loved it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of other movies out there that I want to see, but... Like, oh, geez.
I said the same thing the other day, but I couldn't name anything.
My
other
guess.
Than that, right, see?
Yeah. I want to see some more of the Birdman. I want to see Birdman, but I tell you, the distribution has been awful. It was limited release everywhere. It opened right down the street from me at one of the theaters. It was there for a week or two, and then it's gone. So now you want to see it. You got to go out like to Century City or...
still limited release.
It is.
Yeah.
So I like to see that theory, movie about the theory of everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that, but I look at it as being a very sad movie to see this guy go through...
Yeah.
What he went through to become a regular person to this horrible, horrible disease.
I think he's going to get the Oscars, so that's why I'd like to see it. But
Foxcatcher, I'd like to see Foxcatcher, but again, very limited release.
Yeah, kind of depressing too for that one. Those are both good ones for DVD rentals.
Yeah,
you know when you could rent them for $1.50 now.
But I'd like to see those movies.
What else is out there that I want to see?
On Friday. No, is it this Friday or next Friday? Kingsman opens. I want to see that.
Okay.
Hey, believe it or not, Hot Tub Time Machine comes out this week or next week. I want to see that, too.
Oh, yeah. The first one was funny.
Yeah.
No,
Blake wants nothing to do with it. He wants nothing to do with Time Machine 2, yeah.
Wow, he liked the first one.
I don't get it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it seemed like a couple of weeks ago there were a ton of movies that I wanted to see, and right now, to be honest with you, I can't think of anything else.
You know, I want to do another quick shout-out to a couple brands that we may have missed last week that participated in our Beat Bobby Flay gift
bag. Oh, no.
CottageKitchenFoods.com. Cottage Kitchen, these guys have the best cheeses and crackers around. They were in our Emmy gifting suite in August. They're going to be in our Oscar suite next week, and they participated in the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag. But this stuff was
I like how the boxes look too.
Yeah,
they're good.
And Uttercream.com has been with us for a good 5 years. They've been in almost every event we've done, and they're great partners to work.
Years.
Yeah, they're great partners
Big
to work.
Shout
with.
Out to these guys.
Uttercream.com, right?
Yeah, and I mean they're like I think they're in everything we do.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah,
so we thank them for participating in the. Our events.
Damn, we should give them a shout-out every day.
We might give them a sponsorship on our show here.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I look outside next to the studio. We're by a Jaguar service and repair shop, like the Jaguar. The other day, my daughter asked me, she says, Dad, I know you like Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces, but other than those two cars, what would you get for a $65,000-$70,000 budget, what car out there would you get? First thing I thought about was the your favorite car, the Maserati, which is priced at $65,000.
That's the Geely, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, what other cars are there that are priced around that range that you would like to have? I know I love the Escalade. Those are like at $85,000. I'd love an Escalade. But what other cars are out there in the $65,000 price range that you like?
$65,000 price range. Well, I like the Cadillacs a lot.
Makes the Maserati that much more hard to believe that it's only $65,000.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
What's that one called? You like the Geely?
The Geely, which means fast warm wind, I believe. And in
fast warm wind,
something like that. Yeah,
like breaking wind.
Yeah, breaking wind. Right. Hold on one second. I got to find something here.
Yeah. But anyhow, yeah, I couldn't go much further because it seems like the average car nowadays is anywhere from, you know, like, you know, 25 to 45. And then you go up to the $100,000 Mercedes truck that I love and $100,000 Range Rovers and all those cars. But for $65,000, I think there's a Jaguar convertible.
Yeah, that's another one I like. The $69,000 Jaguar. I inadvertently deleted that email that just came in. I just don't know how it happened.
That's not the first time.
But it's gone. So do you remember the name of that company that I just mentioned?
No, but let me see if it might still be...
See if you've got it. But yeah, the $69,000 is the starting point for the new convertible Jaguar. I love the new... the new Cadillacs, I think they're the best car they've done in decades. The Maserati, and
boy, these things sure do get deleted quick.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I didn't even get a chance to open it on this phone. You opened it.
I read it, and it's just, boy, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know what? Some things end up in trash, and some things don't.
Yeah. I'm going to see if...
So this might be one of them. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah,
but anyhow, so we're not on, as far as we know, we are not on any new Storage Wars episodes. But in the meantime, if you still need your daily dose of Harris's, go to www.firstrun.tv. You can see the Harris brothers in the fabulous world of WoW.
Fantastic. Speaking of that, Mark, didn't we just finish up filming an episode of World of WoW?
We did. Now it needs to be...
Not filming. I mean, we just did a voiceover. It's been finished for months, I think.
Yeah, now they just need to do the editing, the sound effects, all that stuff. So that can be seen 24/7, 365 around the world on your laptop, desktop, iPhone, iPad.
We should send something to the producer and ask him, have you sent something to Gary recently, Mark?
About what?
Where are we? Is it done? When can we see
it? Oh, no, last week. It was a week ago we did the sound overs. He said it's going to be...
I thought he said about a week.
But I think we're looking at probably a month before that thing finishes up.
Wow.
You know, I think so. But
I'm going to send something to him today just to check in.
We got a conference call as soon as we get out of here with our partners in Louisville for Kentucky Derby. We are three months away from the Kentucky Derby. We have been there seven or eight years in a row. I'm not exactly sure, but we're going back again. But we've got to discuss some details.
Talent submission email. All of a sudden, we got all these talent submissions coming in.
Yeah. Everybody wants to come to the Wild Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Oscar weekend on February 21st because it is one of the hottest tickets in town to have. If you're lucky enough to be on the invite list.
Oh, this is a good one, though, Mark. It's for Lisa Vanderpump.
They're requesting her.
Yeah.
Did you reach out to her? Did she come to you? Wow.
I did not. I know you don't really...
No comment. No comment. I can't question.
I love you because an invitation to these random...
I do love the show, Beverly Hills Housewives.
And her daughter, Pandora.
Gosh.
And she evidently has a website, so she'd be willing to cover our stuff.
Wow.
So...
Great.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Right?
So... Oh, and then they give the rundown on what Lisa Vanderpump is, a British restaurateur, philanthropist, author, actress, television personality, and producer. Wow. She's got quite the credentials there when you really...
Nice resume.
Nice resume, yeah. Philanthropist, British actress. Now, do they mean she's British and she's acting here, or do they mean she actually did some acting in England?
I don't
really consider being on a reality show an actress.
No, absolutely not.
Was she like... Have you ever done research? Didn't you do research on her husband?
What's his name? I don't think
Ken?
I did.
Ken.
And I don't think his name is Vanderpump, is it? I think he's got a different name.
Yeah, I think she may be the Vanderpump, and she just kept her name.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, all right, so that's... try not to delete that one, or should I write down the contact person?
No, that one won't. That one's fine, Matt. But you know, it's just one of those things where you open up something and off it went. And of all ones to get, deleted, you know?
Lily, yeah, no kidding.
What's she doing here?
Okay, it's Lily just saying that information for upcoming events still says the 20th. So.
Oh. Huh.
We'll take care of that. No big deal. But last night, speaking of Lisa Vanderpump, every Monday, it's like they have a – it's, I guess if you're into binge watching from like 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock, they have Vanderpump. I've never seen the show.
Right.
I had it on for about 5 minutes last night. Then I left the room. Then I came back in and about 30 minutes later. And it seemed like the same thing was happening. It's just a bunch of these young people. Well, so that's her restaurant, right? It's – what's the name of the restaurant? Sir Lounge?
Then she got two. She got that one. It's called Pump, isn't it? Or
Yeah, but anyhow, so the show is just about these people hanging out at the club? Is that it?
I think it – I don't really know.
She comes in, she'll be talking to them and scolding them, and I'm thinking it almost looked like an episode of Jersey Shore because they showed previews for next week's episode or last week's episode, and they're in Miami. So, you know, it looked like –
Who's in Miami?
Vanderpump Rules, all the young kids.
Wow.
They were there, and it, for some reason, it just reminded me of the Jersey Shores.
Hmm. I don't know. But I'm not particularly keen on that. Hey, speaking about running the Super Bowl again, the other night, E! Was running Miss Universe again, the three-hour show from last week.
Really?
Yeah, how about that? Who's watching a beauty – I love beauty pageants, but who's going to watch a beauty pageant a week later?
I guess the people that missed it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see in the news last night that down in Brazil, that beauty pageant, that one woman who was not the winner – after they crowned the winner, she came out of the – she was one of the – not even in the top five. She came from, like, the last row, came up front, pushed the newly crowned princess, and took her crown off and threw it on the floor.
Wow.
That was in Brazil. I don't think that was Miss Brazil, but it was some show down there in Brazil.
I don't know. I just can't –
we attend these pageants all the time. I just couldn't see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you?
No.
I mean, she wasn't even in the top five.
It was a stunt.
Yeah.
Hey, let me take a quick moment to get our contact information out there for our listeners around the globe. We're always looking for more Twitter followers. We're twitter.com/WowHollywood. Or we're always looking for more Facebook fans. That's facebook.com/WowCreations. Also, LinkedIn. We're getting about 100 new LinkedIn friends every week. So go to LinkedIn, Wow Creations. Also, we are on the MySpace. We are on the Flickr. And we are on the Instagram. Or if you want to send us an email, you have any questions, you want to participate in any of our upcoming events, you have two ways to do it. That's wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, or there's wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. If you want to find out what we're doing, where we're going, what events we've done, what events we're going to, pictures that we've been to, of the places we've been to, go to wowcreationsmedia.com. Also, listen to us 24/7. If you've missed one of our radio shows from the last year or so that we've been on, you could always go back to the archive at latalkradio.com. The Tastemakers were on Channel 2. You can listen to us live here around the clock on Tuesday mornings at 11 o'clock Pacific time. Otherwise, you can listen to us, latalkradio.com, 24/7, 365, from your computer. If you're on the plane, if you wanted anywhere you're going, you missed the show.
Are we on Tumblr?
No, we're not on Tumblr.
Because I just saw something the other day saying
we
how
get
big
stuff from them,
Tumblr,
you know,
is.
But
what is Tumblr?
I don't know. It's some social media network, but a lot of people use it. I'm not exactly sure what that is, or Foursquare. There's just so many things coming out there that you really got to limit to exactly where you want to go, what market you're looking for, and how much social media you want to do.
I haven't heard Foursquare in quite some time.
Yeah, because regardless, it's social media, but it still takes time to do that social media.
Yeah.
So you got to look at it. Will Foursquare benefit me? Will Tumblr benefit me as much as the others do?
What is Tumblr, though?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I mean, because, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are all basically the same. They're all different variations. And all of them, I think Facebook is the best. But I just keep on hearing a lot about Tumblr. And I know our publicist was saying the last time we spoke to him how we should pursue Instagram a lot more.
Right.
I'm not really on Instagram very often.
Right. And we should, though. We should. But
speaking of which, I sent him an email this morning. Didn't hear anything back from him.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's not
surprising,
right?
No big deal. And no big deal.
What about that email from Josh Mitchell this morning? Did you give that any thought?
Yeah, sure. I gave it some thought. We'll give it some thought. We'll give it some additional thought. But after we leave here, we've got that conference call to make regarding the Kentucky Derby. We've got a lot of brands that need to get on board with this.
And I got a voicemail from that gentleman that called. Did he leave you a voicemail as well?
I believe he did. So there's more business taking place when we get out of here. So there's always, but we're not on in Storage Wars anytime soon, huh?
Either Sunday or Monday, I think.
Sunday,
Monday, or Tuesday. One of those days. And we're on twice, I think.
Okay.
So, and I don't think they're on tonight or today because of the Limo Wars.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Is Duck Dynasty still on?
Maybe they're on the hiatus right now.
The hiatus.
Right.
What season are they in? Seems like they're always coming back.
Well, it's a question because back to the seasons. Don't they do like two or three seasons a year now, right?
I think so.
So they may be up to like the sixth season.
Hey, did you see Celebrity Apprentice?
I teamed with them both.
I think they got rid of three people. I saw the last 5 minutes. I saw two people get fired.
And then the one episode?
Yeah. And then today I saw another person get fired on the news.
Well, Tuesdays they run two episodes. Mondays they run two episodes. So at the end of the night on Monday, there's going to be two people going
they're
home.
They're down to the last four people already.
Okay.
Seems like it just started like a couple weeks ago.
That's because they're knocking out two episodes a week.
Yeah.
Before it was a two-hour episode.
On one episode he knocked out two.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm not. Okay. One episode he knocked out two, and then
somebody must have really been horrible if he knocked out two.
I think the show is terrible, but
it's great. I
tune in the last 5 minutes to
I
see
love
who's getting fired.
The fighting these guys do going on here.
Oh yeah, it was
intense
great. Between Kendra and Vivica Fox.
Kendra,
and then there's boy. You know what's amazing? Everybody seems like they're afraid of Trump. The way they say, "Yes, sir."
Well,
yes,
they're
sir.
Not afraid of him. They just kiss his ass like he's the king.
But
it
seems like they're almost afraid of him. Even Geraldo, he's sitting there last night. He looked like he was terrified to say anything. Just sitting.
Well, no,
there.
He's just sitting there because the two girls are going at it. I assume.
Oh, so you saw that then?
No, but that happened last week, so I would assume that's what happened.
It's just funny how they just freeze and how like they kiss his ass.
They always
it's
do.
Just
he's King Trump. King Trump.
Unbelievable.
But what was bad was last night's Bachelor. Horrible. It had to be one of the worst
what happened
ever.
I saw in the previews somebody
the
ambulance came or something.
Too much to say. It's just too much to say about what happened. No ambulance. It was just like a medic was there.
Oh boy. So did anybody go home?
No, and it's to be continued for next week because.
But are they all to be continued?
Well, no. The shows end every Monday night. The episode ends when the girls go home, and then you start again next week. Last night, because of this, what happened? They didn't end it last night. It's to be continued to see what happened last night.
But well, what caused this girl to?
It's too much to say right now. The show is ending right now. So, thanks for listening to our viewers around the world. Keep listening to us on LATalkRadio.com. We are the Tastemakers. Keep an eye on us. What's happening? Follow us on all the social media sites, go to our website, go to firstrun.tv and watch the fabulous World of WoW. And whenever you put A&E on, there's going to be some reruns of the Storage Wars going on that we're in it. So if you run across us, watch the episode.
Right.
And fantastic. Thanks for listening. Get something good to eat. Get something good to drink. Enjoy life. Life is short. Until next week, ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Zip section.